Holy smokes!
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty and the Blonde Bomber.
The big deal.
Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, have the latest for you. And the latest is, one, we are live here on a thirsty Thursday. We are not alone. The Bud Light girls are here, and they are making sure everybody is comfortable. We got people standing up and clap. She's back there showing off a bicep. Maybe calm down just a taste. But they're here, and the great staff here at Buffalo Wild Wings are here taking care of you. I can tell the bartender, she's a firecracker, so you might want to get in and she'll take care of you as well at the bar. So come on out, have a good time. And to let you know, our final prize here comes up here in about the next 20 to 25 minutes, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see your Houston Texans take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Also, a Bud Light wristband, as Bud Light is all of this. The tickets, courtesy of Bud Light, a Bud Light wristband where they got you in their tailgate, where you can get free food, free drinks, as well as the tickets to the game, all courtesy of Bud Light. So come on in if you're not in already. If you're in here and you're having beers, having food, you might want to sign your name and put it in that raffle box for your chance to win those tickets. All right, Clint, the injury report is out for the Houston Texans, and there are a couple of names to really look at. Let's look at the most the freshest name that's added to this list, and that is Nico Collins. Nico Collins was not on the injury report yesterday, and he shows up today, and he was limited today in practice, and he has a hamstring. And Clint, that is going to be looming larger in terms of looking out for what this may look like coming up tomorrow, if he's able to play or if he isn't in any way on Sunday when we get to the next person. But this is a big deal, Clint, in terms of the injury and if this hampers him or completely takes him out for the game Sunday.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. This is a get-right game for the Texans. I mean, this ought to be a game where the Jacksonville Jaguars have been absolutely awful this year. This ought to be a game where the Texans can get right. And, boy, you got receivers dropping like flies, and that could be a problem, because I think the only thing, really, the only thing that you feel like you know you do well, at least you have in the last couple of years, is let CJ Stroud cook.
Well, the best thing you've done this year is arguably CJ Stroud to Nico Collins.
At least God bless, brother.
Yeah, there ain't no doubt about that. But, yeah, I mean, this deal with Nico is a problem, because he's the one guy that always shows up and shows out. He's the one guy that's a mismatch. He's the one guy that even when the quarterback's in trouble, this year he's been the guy that's been able to find – he's been the guy that's been able to find the soft spots in the scramble drill, and it'll hurt to miss him.
Well,
I'm not worried about Tank Dell. It'll hurt to miss Nico Collins.
Now, we'll get to Tank here in a second, but it is limited. And generally, all right, he practiced yesterday, limited today. But it's the particular injury for you that even the limited part still makes you, even though he practiced, it still makes you concerned, because it's a hammy.
Anytime we're dealing with a non-offensive or defensive lineman, the worst thing is a hamstring. I mean, obviously, something that's season-ending is a bigger issue.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about, like, just a report of a sprained his ankle a little bit, or he tweaked this or that, the last thing I want to hear is a hamstring. These guys are wound so tight, man, and they work their lower body so much during practice and in a game, that a hamstring, if it turns into a nagging hamstring, can be a season-long issue. So, yeah. The hamstring that Nico's got, I would rather that be a toe or an ankle or a foot, or I mean, it's anything other than that hamstring. So I'm a little concerned about that.
Well, continuing in that wide receiver room, Clint, at least he's limited. The words on Tank Dell are a little bit more serious there. He's got these badly bruised ribs. We knew at the end of the game he had the wrist and the hand issue. But the ribs seem to be the thing that's more troubling right now. Bobby Slowick spoke about it, and it's been reported from Aaron Wilson that it looks like he's not going to be able to play on Sunday. So there would be no Tank Dell, and that's why the Nico thing's even more important, because Tank Dell potentially is out. And listen, I think he is a guy they, as we've talked about it, they wanted to get going. But his role has been, you know, a third receiver, kind of in the run game. He's probably made the most impact is him in the run game. But I still do believe there is a thought of, yo, there is still somebody that we know we have to at least account for. Like, yeah, it's a different feel if Robert Woods is out there than Tank
absolutely.
Dell. You know what
Look,
I mean?
There's no doubt that Tank Dell is a playmaker. I mean, he's a difference-making wide receiver, playmaker. He's electric. He's explosive. He's just got a knack for making plays. Whether you dial it up for him or he does it off script, he's got a knack for making plays. The way this offense, the way this team has gone this year, this offense, nothing's been in rhythm. They haven't had a chance to find their rhythm and really show us what they're going to be about this year. So I don't necessarily look into anything that Nico's done or Tank has done or Diggs has done and say, well, this is how these guys are going to be used based on the film, right? The one thing that I think we can dig into is Tank Dell played significantly fewer snaps than Nico and Diggs.
Yeah.
And so I think there's something there. I mean, by plan, they're planning to use Tank Dell less than the other guys, which he is a depth receiver. He is a gadget receiver. There's not enough footballs to go around. And so when we're talking about that guy being injured versus Nico Collins, who is the go-to for your quarterback, it's a different animal. I'm not as concerned about losing Tank, but that's no disrespect to Tank, because I think he's still the player that we all saw him be last year. The reality of it is, from a percentage-wise, he's not playing as many snaps.
Yeah. Someone just texted in, it's Mechie time. And with that, I'm not sure I think he'll be active. But with that, Clint, if there is no Tank deal, which it looks like there won't be, who do you get the sense is the guy that fills that void? Who do you think it is that is getting those snaps?
I think it's a perfect scenario for Robert Woods. This is why you pay the $7 million for Robert Woods. It's a $7 million insurance policy. He can play any position at the wide receiver spot. He knows all the pre-snap shifts. He knows all the motions. He's seen every pressure and every zone that you could possibly see. C.J. Stroud has worked with him for 2 years now. To me, this is why you bought that Robert Woods insurance policy. At the snap of a finger, if you want to put Nico in a different spot or Diggs in a different spot to be the number one in a progression, you can say, hey, Woods, go play this other position. Switch with Nico or switch with Diggs, and boom, he knows exactly what to do with it. So I think it's Robert Woods, and I think it's simple to get to Robert Woods. The other thing is Robert does all of his work underneath. He's not a deep threat guy. He's going to be more of a possession guy. And we've talked about this, I mean, in depth, right, is what this team needs is to get back to the underneath, the boring, the easy, the quick, the simple stuff. And Robert Woods, that's where he thrives. That's who he is. And so I think there's several different lenses you can look at this thing through and say Robert Woods has got to be the answer.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe Robert Woods, Xavier Hutchinson, and John Mechie would think of the guys that will have an opportunity to fill the void. Just for, you know, what we've seen, it seems like Hutchinson has gotten a lot of run. Woods, too. He had a couple of catches in the last game.
Yeah.
All right, the rest of that the rest of that injury report, Foley Fatakasi, he returned. He did not practice with the shoulder.
It's good, bro.
What?
You really got that Fatakasi down.
Nailed it.
Was a time when, boy, we'd both just struggle through that one, man. But you got it. You done hit it. You done hit it clean.
I got to make sure I get these names as right as I can. He returned with that shoulder injury. He was limited in practice. Kenyon Green was back full. He had an illness yesterday, so that's good. The other ones we haven't really talked about as much. Joe Mixon didn't practice again with that ankle. He's day-to-day. And Damian Pierce didn't practice again. He is. We'll see about him. There was some potential thought that that maybe he'd be able to come back this week, but we'll see. And then Jimmy Ward, he didn't practice with a groin, so that's one to watch too. Jimmy didn't practice with a groin today. He was limited yesterday, so that is the latest there with the injury report. That's a lot of guys, Clint. That is one, you know, two, three, four starting to backup level players that didn't participate today, and Nico Collins. So those are ones to watch.
5 o'clock fire.
I want to get to Thursday night football, but we have got to get to Oakland real quick.
Are you seeing this?
Yeah, Tyler, I was about to put all of this stuff in as you were throwing it in before I got a chance to.
I'm watching this stuff unfold. It is nuts.
Yes, Bob Nightingale is like, I mean, letting us know step by step. First off, they had over 46,000 fans today. I don't know if they've had a Raider game that get that when they were
Christmas
there.
Christmas miracle four, in September.
I mean, you ain't lying. They have been under 5,000 a lot this year.
Right.
They got over 46,000 in the last. It's the last game played there, and two fans started running on the field in the ninth inning, and lost their mind. And apparently, they have just been unloading. Just items, everything, just throwing it on the field. I've watched a video from Bob Nightingale.
It's madness.
That they've got the Oakland PD in riot gear on the field trying to stop people. They got some of these players. They can't. I think the A's won. They can't get the handshake line through.
Your ballpark's dumb, but stop throwing trash on the field.
Look at these cops are lined up in riot gear. They are going out with a bang right here. Sacramento can't wait to get their asses, get their hands on them. Damn, boy, this is. I'm telling you what. This is what
they deserve it.
They do. They did it to themselves.
The owners deserve to go clean all that trash up.
No, they did it to themselves, man. I
pay for extra security.
I think they all suck. The ownership, the fans, it is a ish show in Oakland.
Guys, they don't have sports in Oakland.
Damn, that's
like
true.
That's been a place that is, a city that has had sports my entire life.
Raiders, Warriors.
The closest thing they have is the Warriors, but they moved to San Francisco. They used to be in Oakland. They moved to San Francisco. They lost the Raiders, obviously, and now the Sacramento / Las Vegas A's have left. And hopefully they blow up that dump. I hope they set that place on fire.
The fans might do that today, bro.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah,
these people
like
are
starting today.
Do you think? I wonder what the players were thinking when they walked out there today and said, "Good God Almighty, what the hell? We ain't played in front of this
big God."
Because they ain't played home or road. Ain't nobody checking out to go get the A's game when they come home. So they are really sending this thing out. 46,000 plus, almost 47,000 fans today, and now they're just throwing stuff and running on the field. I'll be honest with you. I want to keep checking. I hope somebody got tased. I think that would that. I'm just sorry. A tase is never not funny.
Not lethal.
I mean, maybe Rodney King, but tase is outside of like that kind of stuff. But a run on the field. If we just saw like multiple people and they had the string and they shook down and they went like that's just hilarious.
Amen.
That ain't nothing. Like, that is someone getting tased is never not funny. Except for Rodney King.
You're in Oakland, man. There ain't no telling. They might mistake the gun for a taser, man. You got to be careful.
They switch it up. All right, sorry.
What a crazy scene up there, dude.
Oh man, it's happening. All right, Hero, you even got to hit it, man. Thursday night football tonight. Cowboys in a must-win game. Clint, if they lose to the Giants, like I think Jerry's crazy enough to fire somebody or to make a move or to do something. I think Jerry is that nuts. But if they lose it, they might fall apart because I think players are fed up with Michael Parsons. I think players are fed up with each other. CeeDee Lamb's rolling his eyes, had the audacity to roll his eyes at Dak when he's fumbling the ball.
Hey man, I think
the 10. They like are fragile.
Like I said earlier, I think it's all ran its course, man. I say that in a sense of like it all gets old after a while, right? And then you have all of the in the moment issues that you're talking about with Michael Parsons, whatever he said, I think recently with calling out the defense, pointing fingers at the defense specifically. That's not going over well. It's getting played up in the media right now. So, yeah, I think it's I think, like I said, in Dallas, the wheels are going to come off. I don't think it happens this week.
I don't think it does either. I think they bust Danny Jones.
Bro, you are correct. If the Cowboys lose this week and fall to 1-3, which would put them behind the Giants, that awful team that we saw, yeah, that's going to drive Jerry to do something crazy.
They did beat Deshaun Watson and the Browns last week in Cleveland, so we'll see what happens there. But no, they better not lose this game, or we may see Oakland happen in Dallas. We may start seeing some people start running on the field and throwing stuff out there. As I said, it is a – when I say must win, like, their next three opponents, at Pittsburgh, who's 3-0 and leading their division, then they play at home against the Lions, and I'm telling you, the Lions want that game back after the way it ended last year.
Weak-ass Cowboys.
At home, and then they got to go to the 49ers after that. Those are their next three opponents. They have to win this game, no doubt about it. All right, coming up.
I just need catches. I just need Malik Nabers catches tonight. That's
hey,
all.
Are you going to actually put, have you actually put money?
Yeah,
on
I'm
going
to put money. Y'all made me figure we'll it out. So I want to put money on it. Tyler, I want $100 on it.
Okay, on what? The spread?
No, Malik Nabers over 6.5 catches.
Okay.
That's what he wants. Get it on there. All right, we have to address this person may have – we talk about Laremy Tunsil. This person may have been worse on Sunday, and I know that's hard. This person on the Texans may have been worse. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Yeah, I just hit that. You're all right, but
– Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Congratulations to our final winner. John looked like he ain't going to get in trouble if we say who he is. John, congratulations. He wins. He wins a pair of tickets. He will be at the game on Sunday. Clap it up for Big John. Now, damn, John, you done ate and left.
He bounced out of here, didn't he?
Damn,
win and leave, baby.
Hey, man, we got two more segments, John.
Hell with y'all. I'm out of here.
Where are you, man?
John is our winner. And he just took he's still in here. He's to get a little
late. Oh, he went the wrong exit.
John, out of here.
That way, John. Right that way.
John, go get you. Have you another beer, John.
Front door's that way, Chief.
You got a game. Get the game. There you go, John. John got it. Came in here for what he wanted and bounced.
He said, bounced.
Hey, be careful on the way out there, John. And have himself a good night. A good time being had, man. The Bud Light girls are here, and they'll be here as long as we are. And they will they'll take care of you. They're taking care of you with drinks, and so come hang out with them. They've got some gifts and stuff as well, but a good time being had out here. We're in Tomball, Buffalo Wild Wings location. By the way, the next two weeks, we will be at Buffalo Wild Wings in New Caney. So come hang out with us there as well on a Thirsty Thursday. The next 2 weeks we'll be out there. So it'll be a good time, as it always is, on a Thirsty Thursday. I promise you I will get to who was worse, potentially worse, than Laremy Tunsil on Sunday. But reports are panties were being thrown on the field at the Oakland Coliseum. So not just cups, but apparently some lady's been throwing the draws on the field. I lost my draws in the last
game. It's only right. It's only right.
Yeah, girl.
I would not. That's it. Go ahead, I mean, Courtney. Take them off. Throw them out there.
You've been cleat.
Throw them.
I mean, you're so low cleat chasing that you ended up in Oakland.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
You might as well take your Moskivis and throw them on the turf, man.
Why not, man? Why not? Do it, man. Have a good time. Why not? That's a way to close out a stadium. Throw them draws out there. Yeah. There's some whitey tighties probably were thrown out there as well. Maybe you keep those, but but no, Ben. Crazy scene out there in Oakland, as it looks like nobody wants to go home. All right, Clint, C.J. Stroud. Listen, this has been a tough week, as he said yesterday. I'm tired of talking about this game, and he was asked yesterday to address the criticisms of his offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick. This was his answer to that question.
that's the job we sign up for. And, you know, Slow has done a good job of just keeping the head down, working. But, you know, we all have faith in him, and we know that he's trying to put us in the best positions, and we got to buy into the system and just as much as he has to call good plays. And, you know, it's not a finished product just because you add good players on the team, you know. It's a work in progress, and, you know, you don't really get your set, like, football team, I feel, until, like, week five, week six. But, you know, the time is of essence, and, you know, we got to get rolling. But, you know, I have the utmost faith in Slow, and I know that, you know, he's been great, but we got to buy into the system just as much as he got to call great plays. And we know we all grown men. We got to do our jobs. So, you know, we all talk about we got each other's back, and we're going to keep hold each other accountable and have each other back.
Listen, Clint, I'm not going to say that, you know, Bobby Slowick has just gotten a complete pass for that performance from him personally last week, because I do think he is getting criticism. But I think Laremy Tunzel may have let him off the hook, because Laremy Tunzel obviously was on the field and it was false starts and all that.
Hello.
But Clint, I think there's a real argument that Bobby Slowick, especially because both of those guys, Laremy Tunzel's a Pro Bowl left tackle, and there is an expectation for him. There's a different feel of Kenyon Green, and you'd be pissed, but if Ken had a bad day like that.
Yep.
But there's a difference when you've got an all-pro level type player. And there's a difference when you have an offensive coordinator that is thought to be one of the better ones in the league and that is a future head coach, you would think, Clint. But I think there's an argument, Clint, that he was just as bad as Laremy Tunzel was in the game on Sunday, especially for what we expect from him.
No, look, I think it's worse because it was a plan. And it was a plan
That's why I said I think it's an argument that he was worse.
It's a plan that's unacceptable. Like the defensive stuff, like, I'm disappointed with what you see from how they handled Justin Jefferson. But defensively, you're more like, you got to react to what the offense does. So it's more difficult when you get into those situations. Offensively, like, I know going into a game whether I'm going to ask my tight ends to block true defensive ends or not. I know by design and by play call, if my tight end could potentially get matched up on Jonathan Greenard. That's not an accident. That doesn't just happen because you called certain protections. Like, you know, there's a really good chance that could happen. And then we saw it happen enough to where we know that it was part of the plan. Because, hell, it was happening in the fourth quarter when C.J. Stroud threw the interception. So, that to me, that's the most alarming thing to come from this game. The most alarming thing to come from this game is because it was so unexpected.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, say what you want about Bobby
Slowick. That's nothing you ever thought of, like, that Bobby Slowick is going to come up with a F game plan. Like, that's not something you ever expect.
It's just like, I'm still scratching. As I'm watching the film, I'm scratching my head. I'm like, what? Like, how?
It is clear they did that on purpose.
Dang it, Bobby.
You watch all 22. That was the plan out of the gate.
100%. It's 100%. Like, there's the plan to handle the edge rusher that was a stand-up guy or hand-in-the-dirt guy was to use a tight end in protection.
And over and over.
Yeah. I mean, that's
into the second half, it never adjusted.
Yes, yes. Now, Bobby Slowick, in my opinion, has been so good otherwise that I'm looking at this as just a blip on the radar. I'm not overly concerned. But how that happens, it still blows my mind, given how good he's been. So, you know, they definitely got to get that right.
Yeah, and when you also kind of look at it to the point of, like, they don't run the football either. Like, that putting together the lack of discipline, the lack of a run game, the plan, like, all of that has to fall at the feet of not alone the players and other things, but has to fall at the feet for the person who is leading that.
Yeah. The other interesting thing about that audio, I know we're talking about Bobby, but, like, CJ said it two or three times. You got to buy in. We got to buy in. We all got to buy in.
Like, terrifying.
I mean, what are we?
We'd hit that.
I'm curious to know. There's something there. That's clearly the messaging that they've received, right? I'm curious to know where that plays in. Because I know if I were C.J. Stroud, I would be questioning what the hell we were thinking trying to do that. Right? I mean, and I wonder if it's something to do with the run game, of those guys are just not trusting what they're being asked to do and doing it full speed, and they're questioning what they're doing in the run game as well. That's the more the Bobby Slowick thing. Hopefully that was just a one-time deal and we can move on. We've seen a lot more good than we have bad. The guys buying in, like leaning on that so heavily, is interesting from C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I can't even give that, because I feel like C.J. is generally pretty measured with his words.
Yeah, he doubled down on it too now.
That he's been here, yeah, and he said it multiple times. Like, there's something. And to be honest, Clint, based off what we're seeing, it would make sense. They're not completely clicking. They do just seem off. And there's a thought of if there's a complete buy-in from everybody, would make sense of why they look off at times.
Yeah.
Because we talked about it yesterday, just, and we talked about it in particular with the passing game, but literally outside of the run game against the Colts, everywhere else, it just never has felt as smooth at times as it was last year, mm-hmm. where it's just like bam, 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 like, you know, with the – it just, something's just off.
Yeah,
it has appeared. So that would make sense of that. All right, coming up, a legend retires for the Astros, and we'll bring that name to you as well. Also, the Astros, what do they need to do for this season to be a success, or has that already occurred? Them just getting into the playoffs and winning the division, is that a success for the Astros? We'll discuss that.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Coming up next,
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Whoever had those mozzarella sticks better pick them up. Welcome back in I'm going to get you, dog. I'm going to get you. Welcome back in as we are live here. Live here in Tomball. It's been a great time out here. The last 2 weeks have been a really fun time here. Great spot here. As Clint said earlier, they have kind of remodeled this spot, and they got it looking really, really good in here. Good outdoor space as well. When it's not hot as hell, you can go out there and hang out. Hell,
which is now.
And hell, you can go and hang out even, I guess, when it is hot as hell. You can sweat out there. But a good time out here and a fun atmosphere. And you don't have to stop now. As you got a good Thursday night football game going on, there are some big playoff races in Major League Baseball coming down to it. And there are plenty of TVs all over the place, whether in the bar area or in the seated area. There is still ain't found in mozzarella sticks. There's a lot for you to be able to watch and enjoy yourself. Everybody in the whole place has shook him off on these damn mozzarella sticks. I don't know who ordered these mozzarella sticks, but they better get a handle on these mozzarella sticks. He'd track this whole thing. And we got a winner. All right. Again, before we get out of here, I do want to thank our promo staff. Promo staff has done a great job. The Nighthawk has done a great job, as always, here helping us out. Also, our engineer, Matt, has done a great job, as he always did, back-to-back days. Putting in good work as well. And all the people here at Buffalo Wild Wings, the Bud Light girls have done an excellent job as always. Thanks to Bud Light for helping put this together with our prizes and everything else. And Tyler, obviously, back at the station holding it down as well. So we appreciate everybody that's played a major part in being able to put this together. Again, tomorrow, Football Friday, we'll be at Big City Wings in Edo. So come hang out with us tomorrow on a Football Friday, as Clint said, a get right game. They got to get right here. The Houston Texans do. All right, want to pass this along. Old Marwin Gonzalez retired. Old Marwin Gonzalez retired. I didn't know Marwin was still playing.
Well, I thought Marwin retired a while ago.
You never know.
Hell, Stroh's legend, baby.
Hey, you just never know who pops up, because I was sitting there watching a Royals game and Yuli popped up at first base one day, and hell, I had no idea that Yuli was playing. So you never know. Hell, Evan Gattis might be behind the plate in Chicago or something somewhere. You never know. But Marwin Gonzalez. I'm not a vet here. Is it the home run in the knife off Jansen?
I mean, it's a lot of that year. He is a beloved former Astro. He was a fan favorite when he was wearing that uniform here, for sure.
He's one of your guys. That's the one that pops into mind to me is in the World Series. Was that game? Was that game two? I think.
I believe so.
He goes deep against Jansen in the ninth, and I remember watching it because I remember I was doing night shows at the time. I remember watching it. And Carlos Correa was he was one of those real celebrators. He could really celebrate others' achievements. I was that way too when I was on the field. I got that sack. I was in a lot of Earl Jackson.
Hold on, so.
But shout out to Marwin Gonzalez again. I thought he had retired 5-6 years ago. Last I remember, he had a little run with the Twins, but I felt like that was a long time ago when I first moved here. But
I had no idea he was still playing.
Or, I don't know. He may not have been playing, but maybe he just said, I'm
retired. Officially.
He wake up one day, man, maybe he was in somebody's system.
You know, that was always interesting because, like, in the league, when you – I didn't know this, but when you retire, like, you officially sign your paperwork.
That
you get paid. But you get paid really good money.
Oh, when you sign
for each year you had that you got in.
Oh, at the moment.
I don't know
retire?
If Major League Baseball still does it. Yeah, when you
they've got
when
a great you, union, I would imagine.
When you officially retire, they send you. I may be wrong here. I may be way wrong, but if I remember correctly, I think it was $12,000 a year of service.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you sign, like, I wonder, Marwin, if he signed them papers today, he's fixing to get him a big old check. Boy.
Yeah. Maybe he needed to. Maybe he needed to get the bag real quick.
It's crazy, thing, Ron. Like, I wonder if guys know it, right? Because I didn't know it until I actually officially. Because I always felt like I didn't retire. I was too expensive and not good enough. I mean, I got they didn't want me.
You didn't make the decision.
But when you officially sign those, I wonder if guys know it because I talk to guys and they're like, "No, I ain't retired yet." I'm like, "What you waiting on?" You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you didn't know. So when you had to put in your retirement papers, and
they send stuff to you. And hey, by the way, you know you won one of them gift cards. You wasn't here, so you didn't get it. By the way, Tyrone. Yeah, hey, that's where you should have been. I'm just letting you know.
So let that baby know that you cost me a $25 piece of gift.
Tyrone Balls?
Yep.
I always wonder, guys, like, hey, man, what y'all waiting on, man? Y'all ain't got no better chance of me getting back in the league. Go on, get that money. Go on, get that bread.
And maybe they just saving it like Marwin said, damn, this is the time.
I can't remember exactly how much it was, but I remember it being significantly more than I thought. I was like, damn, I'd have signed these papers 2 years ago if I'd have known this was coming.
Marwin trying to buy a big-ass house somewhere to get this down payment in here real quick.
Hey, there ain't no doubt. He got about 42 years in.
Yeah, good for him. So congratulations to him. As Tyler said, an Astros legend. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, from 6 to 7, they will be joined by the Hall of Famer, the General John McClain. He will be on with the fellas. And after that, we've got you right here as the Cowboys take on the Giants. Thursday night football coverage begins at 7 o'clock after Texans All Access. So stay tuned for that as a must win for the Cowboys. All right, the Astros are off today, and they're going to be playing the season out. There is really nothing for them to gain, and there is nothing for them to lose. They are going to be the 3 seed no matter if they lose all 3 games this weekend in Cleveland, no matter if they win all of the games in Cleveland. They know where they're going to be set. They just are going to find out who they're going to play after this weekend. And today it would be the Tigers, but it could be potentially the Tigers, could be the Royals, could be the Twins. Hell, it could be the Mariners, depending on how things shake out the last 3 games.
I don't want to do it to the Mariners.
You don't want to do with them? Yeah. They have the –
That starting rotation I just want to do with.
Yeah, that's the toughest. That's the – they have the worst odds. They are 2.5 out with 3 to play. So those are the options. But I pose this, and I'd like to hear from the people, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as well. Right now, what would constitute as a successful season? It could be right now. It could be, hey, they won the division for the four years in a row, seven out of the last eight seasons. They're in the playoffs, especially after they started out 7-19, and they were 10 games back of Seattle, pretty fresh into the deep into the first half of the season. Maybe it already is a success. What to you would constitute as a successful season now that we know they're in the playoffs? Where does that land? Where will you be in a place where if their season ended here, I wouldn't be disappointed?
Well, I mean, for me, it depends on who they match up against, Ron. But I think just generally speaking, I would say that they have to at the very least get to the division series. You've got to win this wild card series. You can't even though you fought through adversity, you can't get into the playoffs, win the division, win a bad division, get into the playoffs, and then mess the bed in a wild. Not if you're the Astros. I mean, seven straight ALCSs. You can't get in because. Here's the thing. The season was successful because they were injured the majority of it and the way in which they got there. They're whole now, man. So you mess around and lose a series now, and when you're whole, there's no excuses. I mean, I know Verlander's not there, but they clearly have a surplus of starters as it pertains to getting through the playoffs. Jordan's a little swollen knee. We'll see what that's about. I think he's going to be fine. Tucker's back.
I hope so.
I don't know, man. I've got to. It better be a hell of a division series. If you lose out, for me to be happy.
Yeah, listen, they can't lose in this round. If they lose in a wild card round, yeah. And it's tough. I mean, it's three games, but if they get Framber, Hunter Brown, and Kikuchi in a game in a three game series against the Twins. The Who Twins, say? Tigers, or the Royals. If they lose that, I don't see how you could look up and even with all the adversity they face, knowing everybody that's there. Now, if there's some sort of crazy ass injury, that's a different thing. But I don't know how you could look at that and think and not be completely 100% disappointed if they lost in one of those.
Yeah, teams. You're here now, man. You're the same team that everybody thought was a World Series contender. You're here now and you're whole.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, you can argue you're better off. Hunter Brown is better than we thought he was going to be. Ronel Blanco's better than we thought he was going to be. We didn't even have Kikuchi. Spencer Arrighetti's better than we thought he would be, right? I mean, you look at Diaz is better than we thought he was going to be. Hell, Pena at the plate has had a better regular season than he typically has. I mean, Tucker, when he's been healthy, he's had an unbelievable year.
And you have a huge experience advantage, especially against those three teams. Now the next round, it's tougher. It is hard not to look at it from the Astros expectation lens. And ALCS feels that. I know Tyler said that earlier. ALCS feels like the place where that's where he would feel like it's a successful season. But like the Orioles and the Yankees and the Guardians, they have been clearly better than the Astros all season. Like, you know what I mean? They have been clearly, you know, from start to finish, the three best teams.
Given what the Astros went through, they should have been.
Yeah, and they play, you know, a deep series. They play a five-game series against those teams, and they lose those. That one, you know, I don't know if that to me, I'm like, man, that's a failure. They should have. That I would feel that way. No, I don't know. This is different. They were the two seed last year. That's a different deal. This one, I don't know. They have to most definitely get out of this wild card round.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right?
Like that to me is at least what they have to do moving on. And then to me after that it'll be cool. I see somebody texting and said right now after where we were, I deem this season a success already.
Yeah, the regular season was a success. You got somewhere you had no business getting with, given all the injuries and the adversity and the way you started the season. Yeah. The Mariners had no business letting you back in this thing.
I mean, they're not just letting you back. They let you have full control of it, like in July.
Coast to the crib.
What do y'all think Scott Service is doing right now?
Drinking. He's probably on a boat somewhere.
He's sitting
somewhere
going,
money.
See, told y'all it wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Yeah.
Told y'all it wasn't a problem.
Y'all fired me. They didn't start scoring runs, did they? They start picking up runs, boy. I mean, the amount of 2-1, 3-2, 1-0 ball games them Jokers had over the time, boy. I mean, their pitching staff has to be
they
frustrated.
They gotta be pissed.
Hell, boy.
Yes.
I mean, like that's like one of them those old Rams teams have to look over that damn their damn defense. And we up here putting up 40 points and losing. We got to score a touchdown every single time out. Trying to figure out what these jokers. But, yeah, the Mariners, they, as you said, had no business allowing the Astros. But the Astros did it, and they came back, took control, and now they're in. So we'll see how they play it out this weekend. Again, we've had a great time here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks to everybody here who helped put this together. As well, again, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, John McClain, as they'll get you ready for this game coming up on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. They'll hold it down. And then Thursday night football as the Dallas Cowboys. This is a double-digit win, right?
Double-digit win, big night for Malik Nabors, though, in New York.
Don't overestimate them Cowboys.
No, this is perfect setup for the MT.
Now they may lose.
Get everybody right back on board and make everybody that false hope, man.
They may lose the next three.
Prime time.
The next three go run the football right down their throats.
Yeah. There it was. Glory hole.
But I think they'll get Danny Dimes and Kay tonight. I think they'll.
That is a terrible.
I hope they show Kay on the sideline.
Kay will be on the sidelines. It ain't real.
It is real.
You ever seen a picture?
They're just not ready to come out. She said her boyfriend now. I just believe it.
Never seen no picture.
All right. we appreciate Aziz Alshire for joining us. He was on with us earlier. Great job today, Clint, as always. Great job, Tyler. I am Ron Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. When I look at you,
just one look at you. The nightmare third continues for Shea.
H-Town, stand up.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.